This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Australian supermarket giants Woolworths and Coles are being grilled over higher prices and rising profits during the cost of living crisis at a Senate inquiry in Canberra. Well, can a Senate inquiry do anything about the cost of our groceries? Helen Bird is a law and corporate governance specialist at Swinburne University. Helen, it's always good to chat with you on Drive.
Hello, good afternoon. I hope you're well.
Why are supermarkets under the spotlight now?
Well, I think now is it this year. There's been a number of inquiries and it's come up, I guess, because we've all gradually had to suffer and wear the costs of interest rate rises and food price rises and all sorts of other rises. And people are turning around and noticing that the big supermarkets are making good returns and wondering whether we've been funding that despite the fact they claim it's the result of inflation and supply chain costs. And so it came to a point where the expectation was the government could do something about it. And on that basis, the government has allowed a number of inquiries, of which this one is one of the latest. So I don't know now is right the word, but certainly this year is.
What can a Senate inquiry do?
Well, it can listen and make give public attention to an issue that wouldn't otherwise get a lot of playtime, and that of itself is good. The actual end up result might be some recommendations that could potentially be good about how the law needs to be changed or actions taken. But really, at this point, not a great deal. It is really about public attention more than anything else.
I understand there's a voluntary code for the supermarkets, but that's not enforceable. Correct me if I'm wrong. Could something like that be implemented?
Well, yes. In fact, that was one of the recommendations of the report by Dr. Craig Emerson. He wants to change that voluntary code and make it mandatory. But the benefits of that are particularly useful for suppliers who maintain their bullied and essentially forced into deals they might not agree to because the supermarket operators have such power over them. And while we want to encourage farm gate produce to get the right prices it deserves, that's not really going to translate to much benefit to a consumer who's looking at their bill and wondering how prices are going to be reduced.
We're chatting with Helen Bird, Law and Corporate Governance Specialist at Swinburne University, about the Supermarket Senate Inquiry and what it can potentially achieve. Just on that corporate bullying, do we know how much that is playing into the cost of our groceries?
No, we don't. And it is challenged by the supermarkets. In particular, Mr. Verducci last yesterday before the Senate laid claim to the idea that, in fact, despite us all thinking it's individual farmers, there's actually 12 main suppliers of fruit and vegetables and across Australia, so they're not tiny. But I, for what it's worth, I think that we know is that in the past, these, whatever, it's large or small farm gate arrangements, didn't feel they could complain, didn't feel they had a way of getting their position noticed or responded to by the big supermarkets. And it's that which they feel if they complain, they lose their position on the shelf, so to speak. And so therefore they wanted mechanisms to make sure they can bring and have a greater impact. And I think those changes are welcomed. I think they're important, but they're not really important. They're not going to change overnight anything for a consumer.
Helen, where do we strike that balance between, I suppose, a company like Woolworths and Coles making profit and, their social responsibility to treat their suppliers properly?
Well, it is the fundamental issue that we have to deal with here. It's really about the social license, as you say. I mean, on the one hand, we want companies to be free to go out and make money, and certainly that's what they are doing. And on the second hand, we want to say to them, well, you've got to also acknowledge that apart from your shareholders, you have responsibility to a whole range of stakeholders, of which your customers are one and your employees are another, and there's been some suggestion of underpayment of workers, and also that your supply gate, your farms, your producers, those people need to be properly paid. Now, I'm not suggesting they're not, but there's obviously some tensions between those groups who don't feel at times that their issues are adequately represented in this debate. But what seems to be happening at this present point in time is the supermarkets acknowledge all of that. They like telling us how they make a contribution to the community, that they're important to our whole economy. But the short answer is it really does feel like it's profits first and stakeholders second, very much a second.
We now, I know the spotlight is on Coles and Woolworths that are both listed on the Australian Stock Exchange, and I don't seem to be hearing a lot about Aldi and Costco, except that they're providing additional competition, and both of course are, which are foreign owned. I just hope that this doesn't come back and bite us in terms of having, you know, less profitable Australian companies at the expense of increasing profits going overseas.
Well, I know a lot's been made about the competition in the supermarket space, but I think we need to face a couple of realities. Coles and Woolworths really dominate the space. They control about 65% of the market. And the argument about competition is for the remaining 40%. So really, they're so large and so successful at what they're doing. The incentives are very low for them to change the way they do business. They're saying there are new players in the market, that there's arguments about space and where that market's going to go. But it's really about that other part of the market that they don't control, but they would seek to protect. They're not really at risk of losing their control of the supermarkets as a whole in Australia.
Helen, before we let you go, yesterday we heard that the Senate inquiry wasn't interested in, quote, bullshit from outgoing Woolworths CEO Brad Banducci, and who I believe was also threatened with jail time. I mean, what sort of message does that language, though, send to these companies in terms of getting to them to respond and change their pricing behaviour and models?
Well, it's kind of an interesting idea because on the one hand, there's certainly an argument in the papers today that the Senate's becoming famous for bashing CEOs, and they do like to have a go at one, and it does maximise attention in the newspapers and the media afterwards. But the short answer is you do have to wonder what a long-term effect any of this has. Mm. You see, people's memories are short, and the supermarkets know that. So, yes, they put up with a couple of days of bad press, and then they go back to doing what they already do. At the moment, there's just not enough pressure on them that we know enough about what's going on. I think we want to welcome these inquiries because, as I would say, sunlight is the best disinfectant. We get to know a little bit more about the way they're run, but I'm not sure we're getting to the bottom of it all. I think, you know, these are big corporations. They claim they only make $2.80 for every $100, and yet they do have very high rates of return on their investment. And whether you call it the return on investment or return on equity, they're both high. And it would be good to get to the bottom of why it costs quite so much and what practices are going on there that we don't know and can't tell from what we're being told. So more sunlight's needed.
I agree. And I think one of the things that I find frustrating with the big two is you go in, and I mean, they're massive stores for supermarkets, but the range is decreasing. It tends to be their own brand that seems to be increasing. And you go into some of these, you know, independent grocers, et cetera, that have a much smaller shelf space, and you've got heaps more in terms of brands and range that we've forgotten. And perhaps we think have disappeared from the Australian shelves, but they're still there. They're just not in the big two. They've been squeezed out.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we have to always keep in mind that they perform an important service in our economy, but like all things that have been very successful and are in large size, they get comfortable doing what they do, and it's hard for them to see what we as regular punters, as the paper would call it, notice. And so those conversations that are being had in the Senate are really directed at the consumer. Because that's the way they feel about it when they go into a supermarket and pay these increased prices that are going on. But according to the supermarkets, and whether it's a result of this disclosure and this increased attention or whatever, they say prices are starting to stabilise and we will see them come down. I just hope that they're true to their word.
Helen, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive Again.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Helen Bird, Law and Corporate Government Specialist at Swinburne University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.